right, so we've got this new public charter school that will eventually be opening in Sussex County. Tell me all about it. How did this idea come about? How did the name come about? Tell me everything you can about the Bryan Stevenson School of Excellence.
Yeah, so essentially this kind of concept started a little more than a year ago, and it really just kind of stemmed from my family. So I'm related to Bryan Stevenson, and this actually happened after the passing of Bryan's father. And the real question was just, what's our role here in Delaware? What's kind of the impact that we can have here in Delaware? And kind of from that initial conversation, outside of Bryan, who's an attorney, a lot of our family are educators. And so kind of from that came this notion of a school. And then we coupled kind of that experience with my own experience at the time. I was in a national fellowship program called the Rural School Leadership Academy, where I had the opportunity to travel across the nation, actually started in New Mexico on a reservation and, you know, went from Idaho to Eastern North Carolina and got to see schools in rural communities, schools that were innovating in different ways. And I think what was clear from those experiences in seeing all of these different schools was that the challenges of rural communities are not that dissimilar from the challenges of urban communities, but there tends to be a lot more research and focus on urban schools than in rural schools. And so our kids are dealing with the same challenges of schools that have high numbers of low-income students, schools that have high numbers of students with special needs, et cetera. And so these are the kind of the same challenges across the board. I think the other piece is when we think about the long-term kind of framing of it, which is what tends to happen in rural communities is that kind of there's kind of this mass exodus, so to speak, after senior year. It's this notion of everyone wanting to get out. And me being, again, a native Delawarean and growing up in the community, I saw this happen with all of my friends and with me for a while, too. I left and then made the intention to come back to Delaware. And that trend seems to be true across rural communities altogether. And so the big question here was, how do we impact that? How can we actually create a school that has students wanting to stay in their community and wanting to innovate in their community and wanting to add all the value that they have back into their own communities? And one of the things that Bryan Stevenson talks about pretty frequently is this notion of proximity, that it was through proximity, through his experiences in the prisons. He could have been an attorney and practiced law for a very long time, but once he started going into prisons, it was that proximity to their experiences, to what actually happens, that was a kind of a life-changing experience for him. And so we thought, how do we get those kinds of transformational proximate experiences into a school experience, into a high school experience? And so from that, kind of that notion of proximity and the power of proximity, we came up with the Bryan Stevenson School of Excellence, which we aim to be a high school. So we want to start 9th and 10th grade, and then we'll grow until we have a graduating class of 12th graders from there. But we want to be focused on service learning, because we think that by putting kids in the community, that is, and we contextualize those experiences through their curriculum, through what they're doing in the classroom, but actually having kids get proximate with what's happening in their own communities, that is where we'll actually see some of that transformation happen for kids, and that they won't just want to leave, that they'll want to stay and really create change here in their own community. And that's the ultimate goal of this concept and of this school, is that we know that our community has all of the innovators and the great minds already in it. And we see, you know, the school as being kind of just the train or the engine that we can help them see their own power in themselves, and that they'll want to stay here and do the great work that they could do anywhere else, but do it right here in their home community of Sussex County.